You're listening to SBS News.
Coronavirus has been ravaging the world for around 18 months, resulting in the deaths of more than 3.4 million people. But the truth about how COVID-19 emerged remains unclear. United States President Joe Biden is giving the country's intelligence officials 90 days to redouble their efforts to track down its origins and report back. Mr. Biden says there's insufficient evidence to definitively conclude whether the virus emerged from human contact with an infected animal or from a lab. Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the US will continue to press China to participate in a full, transparent and evidence-based international inquiry.
Back in early 2020, the president called for the CDC to get access to China to learn about the virus so we could fight it more effectively. Getting to the bottom of the origin of this pandemic will help us understand how to prepare for the next pandemic and the next one.
It comes after a recent Wall Street Journal report about illnesses at a virology lab in Wuhan raised new questions about where COVID-19 might have come from. The US's top infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says while he and many others think it's unlikely to have been developed in the lab, he's backing the call for a more thorough probe.
Many of us feel that it is more likely that this is a natural occurrence, as has happened with SARS-CoV-1, where it goes from an animal reservoir to a human. But we don't know 100% the answer to that. And since this is a question that keeps being asked, we feel strongly, all of us, that we should continue with the investigation and go to the next phase of the investigation that the WHO has done.
In the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson's former top advisor says thousands of lives could have been saved if the government had handled the pandemic better. Dominic Cummings has told a parliamentary committee that the Prime Minister initially regarded coronavirus as a scare story and suggested he would get himself injected with it live on television to prove it. He says there are thousands of people who could offer better leadership than Mr. Johnson.
The truth is that senior ministers, senior officials, senior advisers like me fell disastrously short of the standards that the public has a right to expect of its government in a crisis like this. When the public needed us most, the government failed. And I'd like to say to all the families of those who died unnecessarily, how sorry I am for the mistakes that were made and for my own mistakes at that.
But Mr. Johnson rejects the criticism.
The handling of this pandemic has been one of the most difficult things this country's had to do for a very long time. And none of the decisions have been easy. To go into a lockdown is a traumatic thing for a country. To deal with a pandemic on this scale has been appallingly difficult, and we've at every stage tried to minimise loss of life, to save lives, to protect the NHS, and we have followed the best scientific advice that we can.
The Indian variant of coronavirus is driving a rise in infections in the UK, leading France to announce it will impose quarantine requirements on British travellers. The measures follow procedures from other European countries, including Austria and Germany, and are expected to be implemented next week. It comes as France's average daily number of new COVID-19 cases reaches its lowest level since mid-September. It's a similar story in India, where its daily figures have halved from a peak of around 400,000 recorded earlier this month. But its vaccine program appears well behind the government's goal of inoculating 300 million people by August, with just a little over 42 million receiving both of their shots so far. Disparities in vaccine numbers are also being noted between rich states, where private hospitals tend to be concentrated, and poor ones. The capital of New Delhi has given 20% of its residents their first vaccine doses, while only around 7.6% of Bihar state has received theirs. Kesaranath Reddy is president of Public Health Foundation of India.
It is in everybody's interest to vaccinate as many people as possible, as fast as possible, and therefore financial affordability should never become a barrier for that objective. So both on equity and efficiency grounds, we do need to administer vaccines free.
Meanwhile, the European Union is challenging AstraZeneca in a Brussels court, accusing the pharmaceutical company of acting in bad faith by providing doses to other nations when it had promised the bloc fast delivery. The EU wants the court to order the delivery of an additional 90 million doses by the end of June and the remaining 180 million doses by the end of the third quarter of 2021. AstraZeneca's lawyer, Hakeem Boulaba, denies any wrongdoing and says the company has always done its best to fulfil delivery commitments.
AstraZeneca has fully complied with the terms of its advance purchase agreement with the European Commission. AstraZeneca provided evidence today that the European Commission was made aware during the original tender submission process that the UK government had priority to the UK supply chain.
And the European Medicines Agency is reviewing the death of a woman in Belgium who suffered a blood clot and low platelets after receiving Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine. It says it's the first report of a fatality following the use of the single-dose jab, although there have previously been three deaths associated with the vaccine in the US. Belgium has suspended use of the shot for people under the age of 41 in response. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.